Can we take a moment to worship? The highest praise is one word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worship you. Well, thank you, Jesus.
Full of affection.
full of your affection, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just the utterance of one word. Hallelujah. King of kings. Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
His glory is filling this temple. His glory is filling this place. He comes in a cloud of His presence as we are seeking His face. The whole world is full of His glory.
I worship you, Jesus. And to your name. Well, welcome, family. Welcome to Pressing Over the Hump with Pastor E. God bless you for joining into worship. No one dropped off. The lines are full, and we are in a position to continue this series on spiritual maturity. We cracked it open last week, and we talked about those characteristics of Christ, and we reminded that thing, but remembering also that Christ Himself gave the apostles, He gave the prophets, He gave the evangelists and the pastors and the teachers to equip His people for work of service. Now, being spiritual mature is understanding that we are now preparing ourselves for the work of service, that we can prepare others for the work of service. Oh, it's so simple. So that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We'll find that. Remember, that was in Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, verse 11 through 13. But in that maturity point, we understand we had to start to now develop some characteristics and that we wanted to search a little farther and see how we had to stand as mature Christians. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know we're still babes in Christ, and I know we're still His children. And I know, but in spirituality, it's time for us to step up the game. It's time for us to go to the next level of that maturity in God. Hebrews chapter 6 today is where we begin as we start to really search into these areas of accountability is where we're going to start. It doesn't take away from our position with God. We'll never, I was sharing it this morning. It was just so ironic to say, sometimes we get so spiritual, we think we could still measure up to God, or even when He's working in our favor, we get that haughtiness that we can ride shoulder to shoulder with Him, but in reverencing God and honoring God, I know that I can't measure. I'm in awe of God because He's so powerful, but He's so gracious to allow us to a personal relationship that now He is now in me. But it's time for us to grow up and become spiritually mature. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1-4. It says, therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance for dead works and of faith towards God, and of instruction and washing, the laying of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and the eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. every time we see the word therefore, we have to ask. Therefore, what therefore? It is always about doing what God has told us to do, and that is not stay dormant. Just like in school, you were what? In preschool, you were now in elementary school. We were now in middle, junior high school, and then high school on to college. For some of us, military, for some of us, we continue to grow and we continue to evolve. But we cannot sit still and say it's just going to happen. If I am what God has called me to be, and you are what God called you to be, in that maturity. See, that's me holding myself accountable to be mature in God, to not stay in the same place, but to go to higher levels of growing up in Christ, of having that spiritual maturity. That now I'm not someone, remember step one last week was no one has to prompt me. No one should have to motivate me to seek God. But that is I motivate myself. Remember, I'm my biggest cheerleader. I'm my biggest coach. I'm my biggest pastor, bishop, and evangelist, and all fivefold. That's why I tell people I am fivefold, because I operate to myself and minister to myself, that I hold myself accountable to a spiritual, mature life. Psalms 43, 3 and 4 says, send out your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them lead me to your holy mountain, to the place where you live. There I will go to the altar of God, to God, the source of all my joy. I will praise you with my harp, O God, my God. See, that's the urge. That's that thirsting, not needing to be pushed. See, when you're maturing God, you already at the door knocking. You already seeking to find. You already didn't ask because you know it'll be given. Oh, hallelujah. That touched somebody. High five in the spirit. I caught it. But you don't need, number one, to be prompted. But watch what 1 Corinthians 14 and 20 says. Brothers, do not be children in your thinking. Be infants in evil, but in your thinking, be mature. That's so confirming. Remember, because there is a mind and a heart. And that mind and heart are in the same place, but that mind and heart are in a battle to take over, because the heart is of this world and the mind is of God. Oh, yes, it's so many connections too. But the battle is in the mind of being mature in my spirit, in my mind. I know a lot of people say, I feel him in my belly. I'm not knocking that. And you should feel him all over. But if he's not in your mind, if your mind is not right, nothing else will feel right. But brothers, do not be children in your thinking, but infants in evil. Yes, humble. I'm humble with evil and things that are not pleasing to God, because I reverence him, because I know the wrath. Oh my God. I am aware. When you're spiritually mature, family, you are aware what's to come. You know the results. This is not a game. We ain't playing church. We are the church. But when you become mature, you know what's to come. I was sharing this morning is that when you arm your mind, you are arming yourself. Arming is what? Getting ready for what? Battle. Because the trials are going to come. The obstacles are going to come. But are you armed to take them on? I love, there's my favorite interaction with proactive and reactive. A reactive person is waiting for it to happen and then squirming around like a chicken with their head cut off. But a proactive person is already saying, whatever comes, I'm ready. I'm prepared. I'm armed in my thinking so I can react. Oh, yes, I can react. I can react like God wants me to react. And I can have my mind on him, because, you know, once I motivate myself, that makes me believe that God is the source of my joy. I seek him because I want joy. If you're going through something, simple, seek God, because he is the source of your. But you have to make it up in your mind. I shouldn't have to call you and say, hey, did you pray today? Are you praying often? Are you praying honestly? Are you really communicating with God? That's not what I should do. I should be saying, is there anything I need to pray with you on or agree with you on? Or is it something you're not in agreement with? But God relies on you and your personal relationship and your personal maturity. Because see, then you now are more concerned about the inside than you are the outside. And when you're concerned about the inside, you're careful to do everything God tells you. You don't do what people do. You do what God tells you. You don't practice what people practice and what they preach. You practice what God tells you. People, I'll tell you right now, people will tie you down. People will pull you into their stuff. People will put their weights on your shoulders. And then won't be willing to come take them back. Oh, high five again, somebody. Because they do it to be seen. They be doing it for things on the outside. And everything they try to get you involved in to help them be seen, help them be known. But see, when you do things according to God, we do it for Him. We practice what the Lord's word says. And now you see the effects of it because it comes outside. It's exploding out, not imploding in. See, the world will implode in you. And before you know it, you are acting just like the world. Remember, what you put in is what comes out. And if I digest a depression, if I digest anger, if I digest, oh, no, it's not your anger. It's somebody else's anger. It's somebody else's depression. It's somebody else's this or somebody else's that. Now, I'm not saying we're not there to help give people life. But don't take burdens on when we cast it all of ours onto the Lord. It's concerning myself with the things of God and being mature. Because when you're mature in God, watch this, you seek the truth. And anything other than that, you will not allow to come in. Because you're no longer a child. In the things of the spiritual maturity, but remember he said of the evil things, hey, stay humble. But in the spiritual things, you do not. That means we do not continue to have to go over the same things. Watch what Jesus said in Mark 10. He says, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind said, "Teacher, I want to see again." See, if you ask the question, you go get an answer. And then when you get an answer, you can now make a decision. Do you want to see the truth? If you're really seeking the Lord, I'm talking the truth in every area of our lives, not the areas that we think we can handle. I'm not talking about the stuff that that everybody don't know about. I'm talking in our own inner thing. This is me talking to Pastor E, and you're talking to yourself in that area, those things that we don't want to talk about to other people. Do we really want the truth? Are we ready to release denial? And build our relationships that now we can produce healthy, passionate, love relationships with others. Remember, I said before, the truth hurts, but what? It sets you free. See, because God has a lot of things for each and every one of us as we grow. Daily, I am faced with something I have to mature in. And no, I'm not perfect. But each day, there's something I have to grow in. I'm challenged with something daily that I have to come out on the other side in victory because the truth hurts. And it's things that I'm, you know, easy routes and this and the little things that come up that say, oh, I could, nobody know I did that way. Oh, no. But the truth hurts because you got to say, no, that's not what God would have me to do. He gave me the tool to do it. He told me how to do it. Now all I got to do is put the kingdom mission and go and press the truth to set me free. Oh, there you go. Well, who the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. Because when you know the truth, now you can tell the truth. What's the truth? That God saved me, that God delivered me, that God is maturing me. See, you remember in the beginning of this is preparation. For the place that's already been prepared, meaning done, finished. He said, I go to prepare. That means it's already done. He's back where he came from. But are we ready spiritually to go to that place if he came up, if he came right now? I can't answer if I am or not, but I know one thing. I'm pressing daily to be more spiritually mature, that now the maturity comes out and you start to see a mature man, a mature friend, a mature brother, you know, a mature person. Because the maturity now translates not from, remember, we can't stay dormant. It comes now out of our actions. It explodes out of me. And most of the time, not even with a word, it just explodes out of us. It's the ambiance that comes from the Holy Spirit that is now mature. My cup is filling up. Oh, fill my cup, Jesus, that I can be more mature in you. Yes, this series is for each and every one of us to seek the truth. This is the time that we're here to be dedicated on the things that are inside instead of what's on the outside. Yes, we are committed to cheerlead ourselves, motivate ourselves, prompt ourselves to seek God constantly. And as we grow in spiritual maturity, the source of our joy is abundant, because now we're prompting others. Right today, there's still some prompting and some pushing that we can do just by exemplifying being mature in God and having that relationship that goes without saying it surpasses all understanding. It moves mountains. Oh my God. And we can then, I said this this morning, high five, Pastor E. We can really start to see the productivity of our spiritual blessing on the inside come to the outside. Oh, yes. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But guess what? It'll come. And I know we got, high five. It's all over the place in the spirit. You have seen some things God has showed you on the inside, but it took faith in building and believing, speaking those things that are not as if it's already done. And when it comes, it's no big surprise. It's just a confirmation because you've already seen. When? Now, on the inside. See, I'm spiritual mature because I know where I want to operate and where I want to receive from God is in my mind. I need my mind to be fixed on him. Oh, hallelujah. I will praise you. I praise you with everything I have. Oh, God, my God. Oh, yes, I will. And we bless you today, Lord, that we're growing in you. We thank you for this opportunity today to grow more in you through your word and become more spiritual mature in your eyesight. We're not trying to prove nothing to each other. We are trying to reach a point that, Lord, you find us pleasing and acceptable in your sight. So Heavenly Father, God, we thank you today. We thank you that we're different, that we will not leave this place the same, but we will be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you continue to bond us and connect us, Lord, in faith, that we're able to speak a word of life, that we're able to speak a word of truth, that we're able to speak a word that is actually manifesting in someone else's life, Lord. So as we open up the portion room again, for anyone that has opportunity to give freely, just push in. We don't even need a prayer request because God is already dispersing and already healing and already connecting by the faith of those believers and those covenant partners and those preachers, teachers, apostles, and bishops and the whole five all together. As we have given freely, people will receive freely. Be healed, be delivered, be transformed today. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have healed us and blessed us in the midst of that. That, Lord, by our faith, Lord, we are healed. By our faith, Lord, we are redeemed. And Lord, by our faith, Lord, we are your children. So we worship you. I worship you. Almighty God, there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Family, God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day. If you're in the Compton area, come on out to Sylvia Nunn's Angels for our weekly Bible study, The Gathering, at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time, 2:30 Central Standard Time, and 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. Yes, we do that broadcast live also. Join us today. God bless you. You're loved, you're honored, and you're appreciated. But most of all, believe it, you were beautifully made by God. And don't let nobody else tell you different. In Jesus' name. God bless you, family. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.